Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the way you do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
We can't talk about that now. We have to do a show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you been out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
For the record, Michaela and I have already done a show and a half this morning. Before we even went on the air, just talking.
And it was so good.
Yeah, we're funny. We're funny today.
Good. I love to hear it.
Hope it transfers over.
Hope I remember everything.
You know, it's the old adage, don't leave the show in the hallway. I generally, just a little look behind the curtain. How often do I go,
oh, every day.
Everybody, don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, because literally all the really good stuff. Okay, say this, case in point. I walked in, I told Michaela, I said, I don't want to know how your day is. Like, I care about you, and I do want to know how your day is, but I have questions, because it looks like you threw up in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I got out of my car, and I went, ew!
Oh, because of the coffee on the ground?
Yeah, are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get any on you?
No, it just got cold, and then I was like, do I carry the cup or leave it in my car?
The coffee?
Yeah, so I just threw it out. It was cold.
Okay. We need to address some things.
What? It was cold.
Okay, but hang on a second.
Not the court.
He wants court, I think.
Oh, they're going to drag me today.
Is this the earliest P1 court in history?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Here we go. Be gentle, baby.
Do we need to have an intervention with you?
Maybe.
Did you literally just... why didn't you dump it in the bushes?
I guess I've never thought about it. I just got out of my car and I was like,
just dumped it right in the middle.
Today is a great...
It looked like barf. I got out of my car and I went, did somebody throw up? And then I went, oh no, that's coffee. And then I thought maybe you just spilled the coffee. Like you were getting out of your car.
Listen, I spill that coffee on my body at least 3 times a month. And I come in and I moan and complain about it.
That's a first pick today. Is it okay to just dump your drink out? Okay. If it's somebody else's parking lot, I'd understand.
Okay.
I've done that. But not on purpose. Like I would usually, if you could dump it in the bushes, you dump it in the bushes. We got plenty of bushes.
Wait, I don't understand the logic. Why can't you just do it on the street?
Because you're making a mess. It's unsavory. It's what's wrong with you? What are you, born in a barn?
What are they going to do, walk in it?
Are you wearing shoes?
Yeah, where are my dogs today?
Am I overreacting?
Yes.
Here, put this on me. Am I overreacting? Not is Michaela a hillbilly.
Listen, Loki, I am kind of hillbilly. Can I tell you, I saw this ad for a restaurant yesterday, and they were like $13.99 for steak and lobster, and I was like, God, that sounds delicious. And I was like, girl, you're so
But here's the question. What animal is the steak from? Because it's like, $13.99.
For $13.99,
that ain't cow.
I know.
That ain't beef.
I know. I was like, sounds nice.
That came off the back of a truck. That's somebody's van. That's somebody's van. Come and see us. You know, they don't make us do those.
That's right.
That's another company that does that. And they don't make us do those things where, yeah, come and see us. You can get three ribeyes for $13.99. And it's like, you can still see where the jockey hit it. You know what I mean? It's like,
and still, I'm like, do you want to go, Chet? Sounds like a lot of fun. $14 sounds kind of nice.
It's the old Sizzler.
Sizzler.
All you can eat shrimp.
R.I.P. baby.
Yeah, we used to go when I was the boss of a radio station in Salt Lake, and after staff meetings, we'd all look at each other and go, "Who wants to go shrimping?"
Oh.
And we'd go get the all you can eat shrimp.
Oh, I love it! And the salad bar was so lit.
And 9 times out of 10, the boss would give me his credit card because he knew it was only going to be like $50.
Those were the days. It's true.
Because he knew. He was like, no booze. No booze. You only drink soda. No booze. Okay.
Yeah, we love soda.
We'd all go get the steak and shrimp special.
Worth it.
No, it'd be literally, it'd be like 15 of us. $75.
We used to have our catechisms and our like big celebrations at Sizzler. It was like an event.
Do I not know what a catechism is?
Like for Catholic people.
Yeah.
When you get like your first communion, your catechism, your confirmation.
Honest to God, I thought we've now gone into our third subject today. I thought catechisms was like lessons.
You can tell how my morning's going. You're right.
Let's go
You're
back.
Right.
Am I overreacting because Michaela threw her coffee out? On the right there in the park, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to go take a picture and post it.
Don't blast me.
And then you decide. No, it's not a blast. I'm saying maybe it's me.
Okay.
Maybe it's me.
Okay, good.
Am I uptight? That's possible. I come in the morning on fire, as evidenced by the last 5 minutes and 33 seconds. Oh, no. When was the last time we ever did a P1's court for the first pick? Don't remember, but it's happening today, baby.
Let's go.
It's almost Friday. So Chet Buchanan.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell you, a friend of mine in Seattle was going all out for the Sabrina Carpenter played up there last night.
Uh-huh.
Night before, something like that. They go all out like Taylor Swift.
Oh. Now,
She's the one.
She's the girl.
I don't know that she'll ever be Taylor level, but yes, she is now the heir apparent.
You know what? I think she will, because Taylor Swift keeps bringing her out. She's setting her up for that kind of success. And I think that...
Let me say why I say that.
Yeah, okay.
I think there's only one Taylor Swift.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Honestly, I think when you see this, a buddy of mine and I were having this conversation the other day. 3-hour concerts, all the lights, all the costume changes, and she tells stories and does it and nails it every single night.
Yeah.
She literally, we may never see a performer like this again.
Okay.
And I know they're like, wait, aren't you like an adult white dude? What are you saying? I'm just telling you.
You know what you're saying.
As somebody who appreciates
the art. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She really is. Take however you feel about her out of it. Her work is fantastic.
Yeah, you can't deny it. Her songwriting ability, everything. It's great.
So, you know, the Taylor Swift of the culinary industry, in my eyes, is my buddy Chef Barry at Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa, official sponsor of the Chet Buchanan Show, which I would say this anyway. I've said it for years.
Oh, yeah.
From back when he was at, what was it, the restaurant at the Palms that he did. Was it Prime?
Palms.
So this goes all the way back to that. And now he's at Circa with Barry's Downtown Prime. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings, and what else?
Prime rib.
Add-ons, baby. Add-ons. Are you mad? If you order now, they're only doing 100 a day, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of Thanksgiving. You got to get your spot in line now. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. First pick. I got to be honest. I never thought that I would call Michaela Gordon a hillbilly. But we did check a moment ago to see if she was wearing shoes today.
Surprise, I am.
She's wearing a belly shirt, but that's normal.
Yeah, that's every day.
That's just crop top. That's just the look.
Listen, I took my belly button ring out because I'm not that cool anymore, but the belly shirt stays.
No, you are. No, what did I say? You and I hadn't seen each other in a long time, and I go, you've just turned into a living, breathing Bratz doll. And she hugged me. She goes, oh my God, that's what I'm going for.
Best compliment of my life. It was. I loved it.
But is it okay to pour your coffee out right in the middle of the freaking parking lot? And make it look like you threw up outside of your car. That's your first pick coming up.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Am I overreacting? That's the real question. I'm not worried about whether this is right or wrong, because we all know. What did the text line say? I looked over your shoulder.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
I don't look at people's computer screens generally, but I went, ooh, text line.
Here we go. Oh, no. I think it's very disrespectful to dump drinks in a parking lot. What if someone walks over and it gets sticky, or people don't see it when they pull in and open their door, or they stepped in it with brand new shoes?
Yeah, or just if you drive in at 5:30 in the morning, it looks like somebody barfed in the parking lot. It's unsettling.
Sure. No, I hear this.
Mentally and emotionally. I'm ruined for the day.
I'm keeping my mind open. Get out of here.
No, but it's just funny to me. And you, because that's not you. That's not what you do in my mind.
Yeah. No, listen.
And you just went, I'm done with this coffee. I'm done with this coffee.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's been in my car for however long.
Yeah.
And you just went, I don't want it. And you just opened your door and skabloosh. How did you get out of your car then? Because it's right there by your door.
Well, I believe we need details here. Number one, it's coffee, so it's not going to be sticky. Number two, it wasn't enough to make a puddle or to step into it.
You don't put sweetener in your... Oh, my... Okay, I didn't go take a picture.
Go take a photo right now. Give it to the people.
Well, we got a show to do.
Fair. I put a little Splenda in it when I'm at home.
Sticky.
Splenda's not going to make it sticky.
Sure it will.
Splenda is not going to make it sticky.
Anything sweetener will make it sticky.
I respectfully disagree.
Okay, so we agree to disagree on that.
Yes.
Let's move on to the real point.
Okay.
So you're saying it's not sticky, so it's not a problem.
It's not enough to step in, and it's still within the lines of my car. But if anybody were to slip on it or step in it with their brand new shoes, I would feel terrible, and I'll think about it moving forward. And I'm sorry to the text line.
Oh, no, that's not all. No, there's about to be a groundswell.
Oh, God, what?
No, there's going to be a movement.
A movement. Check, shut up.
702-364-9898. Daniel Tosh is coming to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan next Saturday. Would you like to go? Be caller number 25 right now. 702-364-9898. Now listen, I'm open to the possibility. Is it okay to just pour your drink out in the middle of the parking lot?
Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, you know I would never do anything to hurt you, ever.
Oh,
I know. Not in my entire life.
I know.
And I also, so Michaela.
Can you see? I'm scared.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We have Julie Sanchez from the North Side.
So Julie, I have to tell you. So Michaela is now... She's like, oh my God, I'm an evil person. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Michaela, if you're just joining us, Michaela, I pulled in today. We park a couple of spaces away from each other generally. And I pulled
she
in.
She dumped her coffee.
She dumped her coffee, but it looked like she threw up in the parking lot. So I was like, ah, gross. And then I went, oh no. And then I was like, oh no, she spilled her coffee. Oh no.
You came in concerned.
And I came in all concerned. And then she goes, no, it was cold. I poured it out. And I went, oh my God, what kind of animal are you? And so now she's worried. She's worried about, you know, about looking bad. And I said, here's the thing. No, it makes you more endearing. Because if you were perfect in every way, it would be annoying. This makes you, if this is your flaw, she's amazing. Tell me about Michaela Gordon. She's amazing. Oh my God, I love her. She's so talented. She's so funny. She's like my little sister. We've known each other for years. But.
But let me tell you, she pours her coffee out in the middle of the parking lot like she just doesn't care. She just has no regard for anybody else when it comes.
So bad.
I've never done it at work. Now, I've done it at like Walmart or the grocery store or something like that, but I've never done it at work.
I have. I've poured out a drink in the parking lot at Walmart because you know why? No bushes.
Okay, so you're just like, let's do it.
I just want to get rid of this.
Yeah.
But you know you know what I'm saying, right, Julie?
Mm-hmm. I know.
If there's bushes, I will carry it over to the bushes.
Sure.
Or if there's, you know, gravel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Dirt. Mm-hmm. Some sort of organic material.
Yeah.
But I'm not above.
Not in the parking lot.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it in this park. I'd do it here. I do it there. And I do it way out where nobody else would step in it.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing this.
And generally, if it's 1,000 degrees out and it evaporates in 15 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else, Julie?
No.
All right.
Thank you, Julie.
Have fun at Daniel Tosh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's awesome. Your reaction made it all worth it.
Hey, Julie,
I'm told that we have to talk to Karen. Which, and by the way, I apologize for the world being so awful to you.
Yeah, sorry, girl.
For the record. Karen.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
There was a big buildup on you, and I was like, well, okay, don't
where
do this.
Girl go?
Don't do this to us right now. Okay, so yeah, say your piece on Michaela dumping out drinks in the parking lot.
I'm off. Go ahead, Kayla. Do what you want to do. Ignore Chuck.
Okay, Karen. First of all, she's Michaela. I'm Chet. But Kayla and Chuck, go with whatever you need to.
Yeah, that's okay. She's on my side, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, she's agreeing with
me. Call me whatever you want,
so you're fine. So, no, and I really don't care about that either. Okay, so yeah, so you're a drink pourer?
Yes, I am. I'll either take my coffee inside and warm it up again, or I'll dump it. I don't want it in the car so it can spill or whatever.
I understand,
exactly.
But you don't just dump it right in the middle of the parking lot.
It's just coffee.
Yes, Karen, yes.
All right. Well, now I know two hillbillies.
I love you, Karen, yes.
Yeah. Karen the hillbilly.
I'm going to come over there with my coffee sometime, and I'm just going to dump it and see what you say.
Yeah, and I'm going to key your car.
Hop in my car, Karen. We'll go for a joyride.
All right.
And that's on recording.
Oh, it sure is. Video and audio. So, yeah, when your key gets card, no, I'm going to write my name. Chuck was here. Hang on one second. Have a great day. You're the best. Seriously.
Thank you, Karen.
You can come over. You can pour your coffee wherever you want. We're in favor of it.
Yeah.
And goodbye, Karen. That's awesome. Hey, listen. So, yeah, if you're so rich that you can just pour out your coffee wherever you want.
You better quit it.
Waste that $5. Yeah, that's fine. If you're so rich that it doesn't matter that you're not a coffee reheater, you're just a coffee dumper outer. If you're so rich, don't listen. Do not, because you don't need to. Do not listen to this.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So despite what we see on TV and in the movies and all that other kind of stuff, apparently your chances of being bitten by a shark are quite slim.
Good.
Lottery level.
Okay,
but
great.
You know how it is. The one thing that happened at Disney World, and then the movies and the TV is always all the time. Somebody got bit by a shark. Oh my god!
When we were in PV last week, I was kind of afraid while I was in the ocean.
PV. That's what all the really cool kids call Puerto Vallarta. Mm-hmm.
When
Michaela was in PV, don't know that you didn't know. Did you get bit by a shark?
No, but I was scared when I was swimming.
See, and that's the thing.
Uh huh.
Apparently, the odds of being bitten by a shark are 1 in 4.3 million. The reason why I bring it up, there's a guy named Cole Tashman who has been bitten by a shark twice, with each incident occurring at the same beach about a decade apart.
That's crazy.
He was bitten when he was a teenager surfing near the Stewart Rocks at Bathtub Beach, if you're so familiar with Florida beach culture. And he got bitten again last week. He was like, I'm paddling against the current. My feet are behind me. They were laying flat on the board, and about an 8 or 9 foot either bull shark or tiger shark came up behind me and snatched my feet.
Oh, my God.
He has needed 2 surgeries and 93 stitches. A GoFundMe has been set up to help him get back on his feet.
Oh, my God.
What? Literally.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Nikes, it's only 28 days until Toy Drive.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Yes!
Here's another weird way to think about this. It's only 40 days. 40 days, and Toy Drive will be over.
Oh, my God.
Get on it, y'all. I had my first panic this morning of like, there's 28 days till Toy Drive. No, they don't know. They're not ready. How are we ever going to fill 42 trucks? Forget about 50 trucks. Forget about 10,000 bikes. Forget about $1 million. Forget about all that.
Uh-huh.
One more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards.
Yeah.
How are we going to do it? It's only 28 days from now.
Listen, you rock it every year, but I understand the anxiety.
We literally, and you'll see. You'll see it firsthand. Part in this is small.
Oh my God, stop.
No, I'm just like,
you're literally like a real life Santa Claus. Stop it.
I am. You know how you got a singer, but you got a 50-piece orchestra and you got a choir and you got all that and the lights and the pyro and the I'm the singer.
Yeah.
There's a big choir and a big. I don't want to bat this around all day.
I'm so excited.
Because then eventually it really ends up still being about me. No, I'm not interested. But we've got 28 days till toy drive. 42 trucks, 7,775 bikes. That would be one more. 802,390 in cash and gift cards. That would be one more. Now, this year, if I had a wish, yeah, at some point, I don't think 10,000 is a real thing this year for bikes. And I don't know. The money is the one that can jump easiest. Because that's the easiest one.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I am convinced, and Michaela, you'll also see this, mm-hmm. probably in fairly short order. Even right now, in the four walls of this building, it's our world, right?
Absolutely.
We just had another meeting yesterday, right, Adrian? It's like everything. Everybody's ramping up. Well, you can't do this because toy drive's coming.
Yeah.
You know, they always say that. Yeah. Well, we've got toy drive. Toy drive.
Yeah.
The other stations hate us. They're like, oh, God.
Here they come again with their toys.
Sucking all the air out of the room. And for that, we apologize. But we don't have we don't have a lot of people, and it's a big job. What I'm saying is that while this appears to be our world, there's still every single day. I guarantee. Yes, tell everybody what you did yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was awesome. Well, Pacific West Injury wanted to give Foodie Fit meals to police officers. So we went to Henderson area, gave food to all the police officers. Shout out to the ones that listened. They were so excited.
Of course.
And it was great.
And did you get names of the people who, being specific who they were?
You know what? I did, actually. Melody Morales was one. She was amazing. If you're listening, she's pregnant. She was so sweet.
Let me back up this story just a touch. Michaela calls me yesterday afternoon screaming on the phone. She was so excited because it was Melody and then there's one other girl that they go, we listen every morning. You guys are so funny. Thank you. It's blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And Michaela was so excited.
Oh, I really was.
And then she came in this morning. She's bubbling. She goes, I felt like the most famous person in the world. Which is pretty good for somebody who, when they were 16 years old, was a finalist on American Idol and had millions of people voting for them. But because two cops in Henderson said they listen, she felt famous.
Yeah, dude, it's way cooler.
Pretty great.
Thank you for listening.
But my point to that is, so there is that, but there's still a ton of other people. I'm sure at some point somebody came up and went, are you the ones that do the bike thing? Is that the bike deal? Are you still doing that?
Yeah.
So listen, we're in spread the tingle mode. Tell everybody you know,
yes.
28 days until it happens, and we've only got 40 days until it's over, okay?
Okay.
Toy Drive starts in 28 days, December 5th through the 16th, which I always get. I get that every year, and it's always the Thursday after Thanksgiving to the second Monday after that.
Oh.
It never changes except for the one year that it did, and that was a big mistake, and I've apologized a lot of times for that, and I don't feel I need to apologize anymore. Yes, it was selfish. I didn't think it was. And it was. I made a mistake. We won't do it again.
Yeah.
So, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We've got Michelle Duong from Cadence, who is going for win number 4 already.
Oh, my God. How?
It feels like we just met her. That's happening right after Billie Eilish.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion, Michelle Duong of Cadence, going for win number 4 today. Feeling confident, feeling strong. Where do you go to study?
Google.
Yeah.
Better go.
And just Google News in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, note to self, don't get questions from me. I'm joking. I honestly stay out of her process. I really don't know. I suggest every once in a while, I go, hey, maybe, you know, throw this in there. A little local knowledge or something like that.
Sure.
It might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But generally, and here's what's funny. I know that after we go on the air, you know, right at 7, And then she gets real serious.
Uh-huh.
Because there's like a big, like she double and triple checks and then adds stuff in. And I lose her for a few minutes and it's okay.
Uh-huh.
But like, and for a while I thought she was mad at me. I didn't know why.
No.
I just thought maybe, hey, everybody hits the wall every once in a while.
Totally.
And then knowing that I realized she's like, no, busy.
Yeah.
Studying.
That's right. I write these questions out every day. It's very serious.
You know how it works. Sometimes people need a second cup of coffee in the morning or whatever they're doing. Or, hey, don't bug me. I'm pooping. You
know? Yeah, I take this very serious for people like Michelle.
Who's? That's right. Who's that? And can I tell you something that's adorable? Also because it's Michaela's hometown throwdown. There's a certain level of ownership that Michaela, and she takes it very seriously because, you know, well, my name's on it.
Yeah, I don't want to fail you guys.
I gotta get this right. And I'm like, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to mess it up.
Right.
Who cares? Yeah. No one cares, but I'm like, I'm going to do it right, you guys.
It's fine.
The people pleaser in me.
Everything's fine. All right, so who's on the, who's our challenger?
We got Juan Mercado from North Centennial.
Oh, and he rolled that. He rolled it for you too, Juan Lil Mercado. Mercado. Yeah, I heard it. How's everything, man? You feeling smart?
I'm feeling smart, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you
ask somebody, hey, you feeling smart? And they answer with, that's usually a no.
Yeah.
Rob, we know you. You know what? Juan's quick and he's funny. I love this. And you probably already know that you buzz in with your name. Don't blurt out an answer until we call on you because you may think you got in first, but no, you're ways behind.
Yeah.
First one to three wins. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This Baywatch babe was in love with Beyonce's Halloween costume that paid homage.
Michelle right out of the chute.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, that was Pamela
That's
Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah, I knew that one too. Champ goes up one zip.
She's been promoting her new movie all month long and is a major pop star, but she's saying
Michelle.
Thank you next.
Michelle! Oh, I know, you're in trouble, brother. Michelle, what's the answer?
Ariana Grande.
Yes, it is. The champ is off and running. Two zip.
The famous slippers in Wizard of Oz are up for auction at $800,000. What color were the iconic shoes?
Michelle
for the win.
Red.
Yeah, ruby red. Yeah, I'll take it.
Totally.
I'd take any of that. Yeah, Juan, just hang up the phone, dude. Just go. You don't forget. You know what? We'll just all forget this ever happened. Just bye. No, we love you, dude. You know that. But oof.
Yeah, sorry, right. Boss.
Oof.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
What's that? That's Juan got burnt. That's what I smell. You just got mossed. All right, buddy. We'll see you.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye.
He's the best. He really is the best.
So sweet.
God, Michelle, did you have to be like that?
And she smoked it.
Jeez, dude.
That loss of sleep, you know, you just start thinking about all this random stuff.
The commitment is real.
Wow. That was about as dominant a performance as we've seen in a long time.
Truly.
And heading into, for some, a three-day weekend, Michelle DeWong of Cadence goes for win number 5 and a potentially ordered championship belt tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Literally just got 4 texts on the text line. It's the same as the phone number 702-364-9898. All of a sudden, my brain fart. I'm like, wait, what, Eric?
Where am I?
Hang on. Well, that's what happens when you drink in the morning, kids.
What's in that coffee?
I didn't. But God, but I was up late.
Yeah.
Because you had to watch all the way to the end on that Golden Knights game last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They pulled one out against Edmonton, snatched victory from the jaws of, well, I'm not sure what was going to happen. But it did you watch the game,
no.
Adrian? I know you were in a sparkly gown.
I know. Entertaining the masses.
Entertaining the masses.
Thank you.
It just had that feel for a minute, like, And the Golden Knights have sucked on the road already, this year. They've been great at the Fortress.
Yeah.
Perfect at the Fortress, right? Perfect. And then they hadn't done well on the road at all. And it kind of was like, God, are these guys snake bit a little?
Man.
And then they pulled it up. But you had to stay up all the way to the end. And for people who get up early, that's not always fun.
Look, I'm really excited. I'm going to my very first game ever on Monday. I've never been to a Golden Knights game. I'm so excited. And so I will come with feedback.
What feedback?
About how I liked it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, you might not care, but maybe others will. Yeah,
she wants to do a post-game show. What's the problem, Chet?
Yeah. Can I just talk about it?
Here's how I heard that. I heard that as, well, I'll come back and let you know what it's like.
Oh, no.
For the other seven seasons that they've already had. It's like...
No, that's
not feedback.
Just saying I'm excited.
Did you know there's ice? Oh my God, they do that on ice.
A little chilly in there.
Listen, I'm gonna be on that ice. Yeah.
Don't wear a hoochie outfit. I mean, go ahead, but make sure you have a something to go over it.
I'm going full jersey.
Yeah, good. No, yeah. That's good. And yeah. And maybe layer underneath.
Yeah, a little turtleneck.
You're going to have a blast.
I know. I can't wait. I'm really excited.
You're singing the anthem?
No, they do those really fun things like Artists of the Game or letting DJs come out. So me and Lisa get to be a part of it. They're going to play my song
you're
off my album.
You're going to do the siren.
Yeah. Oh, no. Really?
I'll bet.
Oh, my God. That would be really exciting.
Don't do arms on Monday. Don't do arms.
Yes.
That's my advice. That's the one
that's
thing.
Fair advice.
What did Chet tell you about going to a hockey game? He's a big hockey fan, right? He told me don't do arms. Oh, that's solid advice. Solid. It's really good.
I'm keeping it.
The 177 second survey is coming up. Oh, so again, 702-364-9898. Four, maybe six different variations of, hey, Wicked tickets anytime soon? Yes. The answer is yes. And not just two of them, four of them. For the 177-second survey, coming up in like 10 minutes or so.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
We've been telling you every day, right about this time, also, that we got cash. Falling to 5K a day. Your share of $144,000.
Oh, yeah.
Download the Odyssey app. Listen to the Chet Buchanan Show for an hour. No big deal. Mm-hmm. Or Julia or Brew or Tino Cucino. Whoever. Whatever. Yeah, whatever, whatever. Just log an hour. You have your chance, the money. You're thinking, oh, I'll never win. Whoever wins that? These people do.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey that I don't have ready?
Hey, Chet, that'll be Aubrey Otoa from Northtown.
Hey.
Hey.
Time for your 177-second survey. This is the most 2024 relationship hack I have ever heard. I want to know, is it fair or not? Is it fair to use ChatGPT while you're in a fight?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's
kind of genius.
It's
a lot genius. Couples, especially.
I'm not mad at it as long as it's not against me.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Exactly.
Bingo. Couples, especially young couples, are now using ChatGPT to officiate their arguments and help them win fights. That's what we're here for. What are you doing?
I love it.
You'll feed in the
details. I'm going to do that now.
You'll feed in the details of your argument along with each person's stance. And the idea is that if it's a robot, it'll stay neutral. They talked to a few experts who said going to ChatGPT for relationship advice might not be the worst idea for some stuff, especially if you can't afford a therapist. But be careful, because it's not really that neutral. Because as we've all learned, it's garbage in, garbage out.
Sure.
And so depending on your prompt is what you'll get back.
Exactly.
I saw it on Reddit. A 25-year-old guy went to Reddit for advice because his girlfriend constantly uses ChatGPT to win arguments. He said she'll pause a fight.
Oh my God, she's an icon.
She'll pause it. Hang on a second, she'll say. I need to go to the other room. And she'll go to another room and ask ChatGPT about what he just said or whatever, and come back with a well-constructed argument breaking down everything that he did or said.
Genius.
That's hilarious.
He doesn't
She's
think.
A genius.
Here's my favorite part. He doesn't think it's a fair way to fight, so he asked her to knock it off, and she ran that through ChatGPT. ChatGPT said he was just being insecure.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
The reply to his post that got the most likes was, respond with ChatGPT until she gets the point. You know what I mean? Fire with fire.
For sure. Listen, I had to write an email, so I went to ChatGPT and just copied and pasted it and sent the email. And then I'm such an idiot, I didn't properly read it. So all the things that ChatGPT tells you to do and their recommendations and the subject line, I just copied and pasted. They knew I was trying to look smart. And I look like such a moron.
So dumb.
Yes. Oh, God. That's why do I say these things on air?
Because it's real life. It's real life. Do you use ChatGPT, Aubrey?
I have used it before for a resume. I have to do my cover letter.
Bingo.
Smart.
That's the way to do it.
I got all the praises. I got all the praises. They're like, you should do this for a living. I was like, you're right. I should.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has to know. And this is, it's what we were talking about yesterday on the show. And then the biggest mistake that people will make is that, see, you're smart. We can tell. Because the one thing you didn't do is you didn't go, well, it was just ChatGPT. No, you shut up about it. Take credit and move on.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. You don't.
I mean, the great way to use it, honestly, is to use it, but you got to change some things. You can't go verbatim.
Sure.
You use it as a guideline, and then you change some things up, which is what I did. I used it, but I felt okay because I also tweaked it myself.
Yes. And anybody who's ever done a high school project knows that you step right up to the line of plagiarism, but not over. And that's what you do.
Yeah, who would copy
it? Touch it.
Yes.
Yeah, who would copy and paste?
Yes.
Yeah.
Weird.
All of us. We all would.
Yeah.
You do. You don't go in there and you don't hand in your science project and go, yeah, well, my dad did all of it. No, you just shut up and you get your B+ and you let your dad be mad about it because you're like, that's A- quality work. Mm. And it's, yeah. But then in this case, you don't have ChatGPT getting mad.
Yeah. Genius.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Enjoy your Wicked tickets. 4 of them for our advanced screening. We'll tell you where it's going to be, even though I'm sure it's the words already out. ChatGPT is already blabbing.
Yeah, sure.
But.
Always reliable.
Yeah. But I don't want other people showing up and crowding you out because you got these tickets fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't want to misrepresent this too much, but you haven't complained yet. Is it possible that your mother-in-law is low-key not as excited about your relationship with Lisa, as she might be? Is that fair? Is she, because she's old school?
Sure.
Okay. And don't get all excited. I know we're all excited and super sensitive this week, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't take this for more than what it is.
Please.
But she's old school.
Yeah. She's old school Armenian.
And with her old school Armenian friends,
conservative, all the yentas. Mm-hmm.
Is it, she's struggling ever so slightly with your relationship?
Okay.
Is that fairly accurate? I don't want to get all the way into it. Maybe
sure.
A yes or no. Or a maybe. Yes, no, or maybe.
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 This is what I'm saying.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, you're saying maybe, I'm saying maybe.
Let's say maybe.
Fantastic.
Maybe.
Because that's why we're going to do this for relationship rehab.
Yes.
Whew, that was the answer I wanted, by the way. It was maybe. Or no. Actually, well, anything. I could have worked with anything you gave me.
Thank you.
But that's why we're taking this to relationship rehab.
Yes.
You knew we were doing that, right?
For sure. Yeah. And listen, it's meant to be. I love that you said don't get sensitive on this.
It's not.
It's like so fun.
Listen,
we're bringing it to you.
No. Jerks don't get a pass. A-holes don't get a pass. Listen, I didn't talk to my dad. I didn't talk to my dad for a solid 6 months because it was like, dude, you can't say this.
Yeah.
You can't say things that way. This was 15 years ago and even then was a problem.
Sure.
20 years ago.
Sure.
And even then was a problem.
Sure.
But it was like, knock it off. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And so this is that. Still love him.
Yeah.
Just wasn't going to put up with it.
Absolutely.
Don't get too worked up.
Yes.
Relationship rehab. We're already worked up enough. Can you tell?
No, we're calming ourselves down.
So relationship rehab coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you rip me up now?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I gotta be honest. I almost wish we would have recorded our off-air conversation about this.
I know.
To put it on the air for relationship rehab, although we didn't get all the way to the conclusion.
Yeah.
So this is where y'all come in. By the way, for your participation in relationship rehab today, Tyler, the creator, Chromacopia, the world tour, special guest Lil Yachty, Paris, Texas, at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, Friday, March 7th, which will be here before you know it.
God.
We have those tickets for you right now. If you're caller number 25 at 702-364-9898, hit send real quick and then listen to this. Because I find this fascinating. I certainly have not lived this, but I was explaining to Michaela how, and my dad's not here to defend himself, passed away in 2017.
And I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's all going to happen to all of us. And thank you. But dad was edgy. You know, dad was old school. And I think a lot of times with the old schoolers, it's like, old school is, I can tell you this, because I'm on the tail end of this. I'm on the tail end of this. Sticks and stones, like words, now we are words matter.
Totally.
Words care. Words is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the line from Roadhouse. What if somebody calls your mother what is she?
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
and that's how you dealt with it.
Sure.
So I've kind of got one foot in both arenas on this.
Yeah.
But my dad was originally from Oklahoma when it was Oklahoma. You know what I mean? No, my dad was a redneck.
Yeah.
Full on redneck. Proud of it.
Yeah.
Liked it. And was kind of, and would say things that, Dad, you can't say that.
Uh-huh.
You can't, no. You can't tell me what to say.
Yeah, right.
So I said, and I remember it. I don't know where we were going, but we were driving down Paradise. And I said, okay, then I can't be around you. I can't be around you and you can't be around me. Because if you're going to use language like that, this could come back on me and be, this was like 2007, 2008-ish.
Yeah.
You know, Toy Drive was just ready to take off. I'd been in town, you know, 6-7 years.
Sure.
Now 7-8 years. You know, the Rebel games, you know, that was when the Rebels were white hot. I'm selling out the Thomas and Mack.
Oh, yeah.
4 or 5 times a year. But there were, you know, we were averaging 10, 12,000 a game. And I was on the court,
mm-hmm.
you know, every game. And there were, you know, so there was reason to not have stuff like that happening in my life. The reason I tell you all of that is to kind of maybe soften the blow a little bit on this, which I find fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Did you and Lisa do a ceremony?
We've not done a ceremony. We applied for the marriage license. We're still technically fiancés that have applied for a marriage license.
Okay,
but we've been together 10 years.
Yeah, and so you call yourself married.
Absolutely. Everything is the same.
It's a point that probably doesn't matter.
But fair. Still fiancés.
Maybe that's part of what's in the back of her mind.
Maybe.
She doesn't call you her daughter-in-law.
Right.
She introduces you as
her surrogate daughter. So let me set this up. Over the past couple of years, I let her come see me sing at Delilah. which is beautiful. It's fancy.
Let her.
I gave her. Not. I wanted her to come.
It's America.
Yeah. Hello.
I let her come. Okay. We gave her the code and let her out of the house.
Okay. No, we set her up at a beautiful table.
Yeah.
We put her right in the front row and she was very proud. And she kept telling everybody, this is my daughter, Lisa. And on stage, that's my surrogate daughter, Michaela.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
And I, from the stage, can see this happening. And I'm like, oh, my God. I don't say anything that time, right? But I said to Lisa, she's got to stop doing that. It makes us sound like we're incestual sisters. Like, she can't use that verbiage. It's crazy. She's like, I know. She's just getting comfortable with it. Set up. She's Armenian, 80 years old.
Yeah. No, so she's old school.
She's doing her best. But she did it again last week.
Well, so this brought up my question.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, I've had this conversation, both sides of it, in my head, because I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But also, no, this is what I do. Do you think there's a part of her, and I'm gonna say this, and it's delicate.
Okay.
She's not ashamed of your relationship, is she? She's not embarrassed. Is she embarrassed?
I think that she was raised differently, and I think that she's had to get used to this.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She's definitely, and that's okay. She's getting used to it. I think she thought Lisa was going to marry a tall, strapping man. And instead, she found a 5'2" Italian girl. Like, not so kind of opposite, you know? So she's, it's taken her, you know, 10 years to really lock it in.
You told me off the air there's a plot twist.
Yes.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
We have not gotten to said plot twist.
No, we haven't.
I got to be honest. I don't know what y'all are going to add to this, but at the very least, be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898 for Tyler, the Creator tickets. You know what I mean? We'll just give them to you.
Yeah.
And if you want to add in, cool. So there is a resolution?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, my God. So it wraps itself up in a bow?
It really, in a surprising way.
Well, this is the greatest relationship rehab ever because, well, we don't have to do any heavy lifting. That's good. We don't. There's the problem solves itself for once. How nice. Well, then just call and get your Tyler, the Creator tickets. Yeah, we'll enjoy it.
You gotta go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I love stuff like this because and we have such a, you know, these days it's so quick to send people to the chair. You know what I mean?
For yeah.
They're this or they're that or, you know, and to put nasty, awful labels on things where, you know what, sometimes people just need a little help.
Yeah.
Like your 80-year-old
Armenian
mother-in-law, which, yeah. You know, and by the way, we're not painting all Armenians with the same brush, but I think we know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and it's
that
mine.
There's a fair number. When I tell you that my dad was a Depression era baby from Oklahoma and proudly proud of who he is, mm-hmm. You know, and then I use the term redneck, and he's not even really that. He's just a, you know, he would have rather been outside with a chainsaw. Literally, he was 85 years old. The man could not stand to be able to cut wood. I bought him a skateboard helmet and skateboard knee pads so that he could still go out
on his knees
with the world's smallest chainsaw and still cut limbs off of tree branches because it made him feel alive.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you that that's who that man was, does that not paint a picture of certain...
Yeah, traits. Mm-hmm.
Certain traits is a great word.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Lenny Ellis from Silverado Ranch.
Yeah, so long and the short of it is, you got Tyler, the Creator tickets, and whatever else happens after that, that's up to you. Okay?
Awesome.
Okay, so Michaela's mother-in-law, how long ago was this?
This happened last week.
Oh, just last week?
But it's happened multiple times over about 6 years.
Lenny, can you turn your radio all the way down?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's just, it might be your Bluetooth that we're hearing too, bouncing back on us a little. But we'll figure it out. So,
hopefully that's a little better.
Yeah, I think you're good. The So your mother-in-law,
yeah, technically.
Y'all live together. How long do y'all live together?
Almost a year.
Yeah. Oh, since you moved back.
Yes.
From LA.
And we have a great relationship. We make coffee in the morning together. We fold our laundries together. Like, we're cool. We're buds.
Yeah. You call her your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She calls you
her surrogate daughter.
So I love this. And your answer was so good. Why do you believe that happened? She's not him. So with that being said, she's not hiding your relationship necessarily. No. She's not embarrassed by your relationship necessarily.
Maybe.
But you said it really well. She's just trying. She's not sure.
Yeah, she's figuring it out.
And this is different for her.
It's very different for her. Different than how she was raised. Different than what she thought Lisa was going to end up with her life. So she's figuring it out.
She accepts. She accepts your relationship.
Yes.
You know, privately.
Yes.
She accepts your relationship.
Yes.
She's not against it.
No.
If she's calling you surrogate daughter.
That's her really trying.
Yeah, really trying.
Listen, that's really her trying.
You said there's a resolution.
There is. So Lisa went to her mother and she said, listen, you can't say surrogate daughter. You're making it sound incestual. You got to knock it off, mom. And her mom was like, incestual. Well,
especially when you guys start making out. That's when it gets sideways. People are like, whoa, that's how it is in that family.
Yeah. So her mom goes, incestual between who? Me and her? And Lisa goes, mom, stop. No, that's not, between her and I. Just call her daughter-in-law. And she thought about it and she looked at Lisa and she goes, okay, daughter-in-law. And that was it. And she said it gracefully. No problem. No questions asked.
There you go.
Nothing
there
at
you
all.
Go.
And that was it.
Well, now we just got to get papers signed and jewelry exchanged.
That's right.
And get her done.
That's right.
When are we doing that? Like, we need one more thing on our schedules.
Listen, I want to get married so bad. I'm overwhelmed, honestly. We have nothing planned.
Yeah, maybe 2026. Hey, Lenny, anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, it just, you know, I think a lot of people go through this in different circumstances.
Yes, sir.
It's mostly sounding to me like it's a generational and, you know, just a cultural thing. I kind of dealt with that similarly with, you know, my parents, was it the first interracial, relationship, you know, of my sides on both sides.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it gets pretty rough, and just because it's her daughter, that love is always going to be there. It's probably going to always be uneasy for her at the end of the day. But I think that, like you said, it's pretty obvious that she accepts it. She was able to actually say, you know, hey, this is my daughter-in-law. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of the uneasiness, but I think that, you know, it is what it is. I think that she's going to accept it because she loves her daughter at the end of the day.
It sounds like they crossed the bridge.
Yeah.
My mom, I remember vividly a conversation that I had with my mom, and she, I don't even know how or why it came up, but it was, hey, I'd rather you didn't. I'd rather you didn't the interracial. And I was like, what are you talking, you know, what do you mean? Why? I don't care. What do you get? And she was like, cause it's hard. She was like, I don't want you to have to put up with that. And then I was like, oh, and then once I got a little older, it was funny. This was like two years later. And my mom came up to me and she said, remember that conversation that we had a while back? And I was like, yes, I do. Which blew her mind. Cause I was like 13, 14. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know what I was saying, right? And I said, yeah. And I don't know, I don't know who she thought maybe I was messing around with or whatever, but I don't know, whatever. And she goes, but if it's worth it, it's worth it. And I went, yeah, man. And that stuck with me.
Yeah.
Went, by the way, Michaela's crying right now. We got to go. Lenny, have fun at Tyler, the Creator. I gotta find Michaela a tissue because she's ruining the sleeve on her shirt. Right.
Listen, everyone's doing their best and trying. It made me cry talking about it out loud.
No, it's good. Have a great day, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, and this song makes her emotional too. Oh, good. Good. We'll be back after we clean up the mess.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
What are you talking about? Castor oil in your belly button. What the? Okay, this is what happens while the songs are playing. Okay, start back. Let's just recreate.
Okay.
So you know how everybody makes the old school sound for tape rewinding? Here, do it with me. Okay, we just rewound. Could you feel it? We just rewound. We went back in time.
Be kind, rewind.
Okay, so.
Okay, I came to you a couple weeks ago and told you that I was using castor oil on my face as a moisturizer because a girlfriend told me to do so.
Right.
But
it wasn't TikTok.
It wasn't TikTok. It was a girlfriend of mine.
It was legit.
But although it was working as a moisturizer, it was making the hair grow on my face. So I was mad, naturally.
For the record, I did not notice.
Well, that's because I was plucking before I got here. Thank you very much. Totally broke through my laser hair removal. I had a mustache growing. I had to end that immediately.
Because Italian, what's the other half of you?
Italian and Russian.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't need any help, okay? Thank you.
I'm not saying another word.
Thank you very much. But then
find myself in trouble.
A girlfriend of mine was like, listen, this is for real. Put castor oil in your belly button for 2 weeks.
To also make it hairy?
Every night. Oh, God, could you imagine? No, it's supposed to make you wake up less bloated. So I was like,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You would think so until I did. I'm telling you, this castor oil in my belly button has been the cheapest, quickest little fix. I don't have any bloat. I don't know why this works, but I'm telling you, I've done it.
I practiced it.
I swear to God.
How much?
Just a tiny bit. You rub it right in your little belly button. You put your pants over your belly button like Steve Urkel. I'm real beauty when I go to sleep. You go to sleep. You wake up.
Do I have to put my pants over? Oh, to hold it in?
To hold it in until it absorbs. And then you wake up. You guys, I swear to God.
Where does the bloat go?
I don't know, but not on your body. Melts away like the castor oil. It's insane. I don't know. You listen. So then, of course, I went to TikTok to see if they know.
You're right. It's insane.
This,
by the way, we're not doctors. We just pretend to play one on the radio.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, have I told you my theory on relationships and the holidays and all of that?
Tell me.
We're entering a very critical time. As we speak, think about this as we head into the weekend, people. You know what? You might want to think about breaking up now because now is the breakup zone.
Oh my God, it's cuffing season.
Yes.
Chet, you genius.
Really?
Yeah, that's
Make
such good advice.
Make note of that, Adrian. Mark that
Write
down.
Write that down.
Mark that. Michaela calls Chet genius. It doesn't happen very often.
But it's so true. Yeah, because you're stuck if you don't get out now.
Okay. And also, here's the thing. If you're in a relationship right now, and then Thanksgiving is coming up, and you don't, oh, so where's that boyfriend of yours?
Yeah.
Well, we're not that serious. You know what I mean? It's all,
totally.
The whole thing's a mess. And then, God help you, if you make it through Thanksgiving and then you decide you want to break up, he broke up with me right before Christmas.
How dare he? Where's your New Year's kiss?
Right before New Year. He broke up with me during the holidays. Oh, God. Then you've got a slight window in January.
Yeah.
Okay? That you can get away with it. But broke up with me right after New Year's. I thought he was the one. Or he broke up with me right before Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Just end it if you want to now.
I'm just saying, telling you to give some serious thought to this.
Good for you, Chet.
Right. We're here to help.
Yeah, we are.
We're here to just yet another public service.
Woo!
Of the Chet Buchanan Show
on
98.5 KLUC. You didn't realize what you were getting into with this show, did you now? We're just here to serve.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
So the stress of the election is over. The stress of toy drive now starts to creep. Well, stress of Thanksgiving for a lot of people. Yeah. Stress of toy drive starts to creep in on our end a little
bit. For sure.
28 days until toy drive. But let me tell you something that we've always... So we're in spread the tingle mode right now.
I love that, spread the tingle.
You gotta spread the tingle.
Cute.
I also realize it sounds like something you don't want.
It kind of does.
But you get where we're at. You get what we're saying with this. Because in our world, you know, and people who are really into it, it feels like everybody knows. Everybody does not know.
Yeah.
So honestly, if you could say, hey, toy drive's coming, what are we going to do? Maybe get together with your friends or your family, your people at work.
Yeah.
Toy drive's 28 days out, man, December 5th through the 16th. And, you know, and kind of get people moving. There are actual physical benefits to this. You know this already. New survey found half of working Americans say that volunteering improves their mental well-being.
Oh, I love that.
Boosts their morale. That's where we call it feeling the tingle because, yeah, you just feel better. 42% consider volunteering an important self-care tool. About half who've recently volunteered say it makes them feel happier. Another almost half say it improved their mental well-being. A full third says it makes them feel less stressed.
Yeah, of course. Listen, it takes the attention off of you and puts you into a mind space of gratitude where you're like, you know what? I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to help out with people who really need it. Feel that tingle, baby.
Yeah, so good. It's settled. 28 days. We'll see you. Toy drive is coming. Get ready with 98.5 KLUC.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know where this came from, but nostalgia is such a big thing. Like that Back to the 80s cafe place that you were at, that we were both at for doing election events to get the vote out over by UNLV.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It was so fun, actually.
But it's like a thick, and I say this with love and respect.
Yeah.
A thick layer of cheese covered in cheese. You know what I mean? It's just so...
cheesy.
Yeah. But it was great. But so nostalgia is a big thing right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a movement afoot, apparently, to get Gatorade to bring back glass bottles because there's never been anything greater than Gatorade in a glass bottle.
I don't even remember it in a glass bottle.
Do you know the story of Gatorade?
No.
So researchers were trying to find something to do better than water and salt pills at the University of Florida in 1965. They were trying to find an edge.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's hot and muggy and all that. So since the school's nickname is the Gators, they said we're going to call it Gatorade.
Oh, my God.
It was water, sodium, sugar, potassium, phosphate, and real lemon juice.
Wow.
Yeah. Archaeologists have found that Civil War soldiers, insert your own post-election joke here about the Civil War, but I'm bringing scalloped potatoes if that's all right with everybody.
Yeah.
And I was joking with my friends on Tuesday. I was like, see you at the Civil War. Great. Archaeologists have found Civil War soldiers have used hair dye to make themselves look better in photos.
Oh, I love that. I feel like I use hair dye to make me look better in photos.
Yeah, but this is 2024. This was 1865, and it was the Civil War.
That's great.
Michaela.
Well, people like, still care about what they look
still
like.
Still got to look good. Still got to look good. Quaker Oats, the Quaker Oats people, briefly owned a video game company from 82 to 83 that made Atari games.
Oh, wow.
They released 14 of them. None of them were even close to being a hit. So they went, maybe we should just stick to oatmeal and oatmeal-based products.
Sure.
And get out of the video game business. That was it. We were just thinking about maybe getting out of here because look how close we are to Friday. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian, what are you up to?
Hey, we are gearing up with some new content on the Unlikely Podcast. Be sure to go check it out on YouTube and that free Odyssey app where you can listen to the Chet Buchanan Show and any episodes you've missed. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. That's it, baby.
Well, good. Everybody get ready for a Friday then. Have an amazing day. And don't forget, we get Monday off for Veterans Day, a lot of us. Mm-hmm. Although in this town, that's, you know, all half meaningless because there's so many people that are like, they don't even allow windows here or clocks. There's not, we don't know what day it is, whether we have it off or not. But but Friday's coming. So have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.